Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Let's go, Team USA!
Yeah, I just made my dog bark up, Sarah. Sorry. Welcome back, everyone. It's a special edition of the Gamer Boy Gossip podcast because it's currently the Olympics.
Olympic
episode. As it stands right now, the day of this recording, we have six more days, only about a week left of the Olympics.
RIP.
And
dude.
It's been fun watching everything.
It has, dude. Me and my wife's family went down to Florida this past week, and if we weren't on the beach, like, hanging out, we were back in the condo watching whatever Olympic sport was going on, usually a USA team. I've watched the most Olympics I have in years. Every 4 years.
At least four years.
Like, four fucking years is the most I've watched.
Summer Olympics.
It was so fun.
Are you guys Olympic or a Winter Olympic?
Oh, summer.
Everyone is.
Very much more summer, yeah.
Everyone.
And winter is my favorite. I love winter sports. I love the Winter Olympics. But I feel like there's a lot more athleticism on display during the Summer Olympics. Because you had gymnastics, you had track and field and athletics. I mean, athletics.
No. It's got to be there, yeah. You got to be there. Man.
I did see a video. They were talking about Summer versus Winter Olympics, and they made a good point. Winter Olympics, to be good at the sport, you kind of have to have some money. Like, you kind of have to be rich to get into winter sports like that. Like, if you are going be a snowboarder or a skier, like, that costs money.
And you have to live...
You have to go up into the mountains and live in a resort area, like, that you could constantly go up on the slopes.
Well, that's not... I mean, I guess you have to live in the area to do it consistently. That is true.
Olympians are going to have to do that.
Yeah, season passes, honestly... I mean, I haven't bought one in 10 years, but they weren't that expensive, to be honest.
Shoot, I think
like
last season
if you're
pass.
A kid, and that's all you do, dude.
Yeah, that's true. I still think that, I mean, you can just go out and start running.
I mean,
random place and start running or like lifting or whatever, you know, training for
basketball,
but like
soccer
to be a winter sport. Yeah. You kind of have to either go to a place with,
you need
more official snow or you have to go to the mountains.
Right.
You have to get all the gear.
Yeah.
All that shit.
Pass I bought was the about five Fortnite seasons ago.
Yeah. And that was what, 900 V-Bucks?
Yeah.
Not too bad. Really.
I only played about 5 days of it, so money well spent.
Hell yeah. Bro, when was the last time you guys played Fortnite? I haven't played
back in that season played for. Whenever the Star Wars came out, that was the last time I played.
Whenever Lego Fortnite came out was the last
time. Oh yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I barely played the Lego part of it.
Yeah.
I played like twice, two nights. And that was about it.
Yeah.
I would like to, before we go any further, I'd like to bring up, as it stands right now, it's currently about 7:18 on Monday, August 5th. Central Standard Time. The Olympic medal count. The United States is in front all around with medals with 78 compared to China's 53.
Wow.
However...
Gold.
Oh no!
We have one less gold medal than they do right now. We have 20; they have 21.
Dude, I just looked either yesterday morning or this morning, and we were tied. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick up. We should pick up more as the track and swimming events.
Yeah, we'll bring those home. Basketball, we have a very good chance of winning the basketball tournament.
But that's only
the
one.
Yeah, but women's soccer, we have a very good chance of winning that one, too.
Yeah, sure. Did you guys see that we got absolutely annihilated in 3v3 basketball by Netherlands?
The men's or women's team? Is there only women's?
Men's.
Oh, okay. I've been watching the women's. I haven't seen the men's.
Yeah, it was a mid. We
3v3 basketball.
We lost 21-6 to Netherlands.
And yeah. Now, did the men's the men's 100 meter dash just happen?
Noah Lyles, is that his name? Or
that is,
yeah. Oh, dude, love this guy. Love his personality. I know a lot of people don't because he's cocky or whatever, but I love it.
World champions of what? You guys remember that? Whenever he was talking about the NBA having the world champions of basketball, he's like, world champions of what? You're only playing in the United States. You're not playing these other teams.
No.
That's a famous thing. You should go look it up.
And Noah Lyles said this?
Last year or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And was it just Pat Warren?
I think in the last year or so. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Did you see, speaking of the 100, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry. The 100 meter final.
Yeah, that just happened. And he
last
won.
Night.
Brother,
did you
home.
Watch it?
No, I didn't watch it live, but I saw the videos. It's insane how close this was.
First of all, it took forever. They call them all out. You know, they have the whole procession. They all get hyped up. First of all, so the first American, I can't remember his name, they're like, come out from behind this big, you know, from underneath the tunnel or whatever, and they call their name, and they come out and do their hype beast or whatever shit. And the first one starts to go, and then they call him back. So he's like, you know, puts his hands up. He's coming back, and they all wait. Noah Lyles, like, nah. Even the announcer's like, he's not waiting for anyone. He just goes down, running out on the track, like, hyping up the crowd. It was awesome.
Doesn't give up.
He's awesome. And in the qualifying races to get into it, did you guys see that his pre-race routine was that he brought out a Blue Eyes White Dragon Yu-Gi-Oh card and tucked it into his singlet kind of thing.
Oh, that's
awesome. Then he did the Exodia cards. Oh, amazing.
I didn't see the Exodia. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw an article.
Exodia is the instant win cards. You have to have all five pieces of Exodia.
The head and then...
I don't remember that one.
And if you play watch the anime. Go ahead. You'll understand it. What if you do?
Yeah, that was more you guys. I was older... Whenever
it was more Yu-Gi-Oh instead of you guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it, but I wasn't as into it as you guys, especially Nicholas. You were into it.
Yeah, I was. You got to believe in the heart of the cards, man.
Heart of the cards.
Oh, that's good.
Back to racing. Noah Lyles won the 100 meter finals with a time of 9.784. Which is crazy that they have to go down to that third decimal point.
Because they were both the same time with the hundredths. It was wild. Yeah. I watched. I thought he lost, honestly.
Looked like he was because the Jamaican guys, Kashane Thompson, his head was forward. It's just, it wasn't his chest.
Yeah, and I thought, because he was, Noah Lyles came from behind. I mean, he was, what, fourth up until the very last, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 9 seconds long, so it's
I have heard that
that's 10 meters
from the little bit that I've seen of him. I have heard that he is the back half of the 100 is where he kind of shines. Like he doesn't get out to the fastest start, but he turns it on.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, your head isn't the part that crosses the plane that counts. It's when your chest crosses the finish line that's what counts.
And a lot of people are confused about that because I've seen a lot of posts on social media about like people's feet crossing before other people, like being the first thing to cross, and they're like, what, how did they win or how did they not win,
except in NASCAR it's whoever's tongue passes
that's actually true
wins, as Lightning McQueen showed us in cars.
The
Piston Cup. So
hey, you did what in his cup?
Nice. No, I was trying
go ahead.
You go.
Okay. I was going to say, it's crazy. Say his time one more time.
What was 9.784.
9.784. And I was curious because when Usain Bolt was running, his Olympic record was 9.63 and his world record is 9.58.
Yeah.
Which would look so big, like such
so much
big,
big of a gap
in that race if he was running it with
him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane how
crazy.
I mean, I don't know when we're gonna see someone better
like
than
Usain
that.
Bolt
was back in like the 2008 Olympics.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Oh man, dude.
Is that Beijing? I think. Right.
Oh wait, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a crazy Olympic, dude. When Usain Bolt was doing track, and when Michael Phelps was getting into his group, like height peak of his swimming career, dude.
Okay, Michael Phelps, great. Of course, greatest male swimmer. Katie Ledecky, though, dude.
Goat.
She has the top
she's insane.
20 times in the 1,500-meter breaststroke, I think. Or is it breast or butterfly? I don't remember. Either way, doesn't matter. She's got the top 20 fastest times in history. The top
That's insane.
She 20, just got...
Dude?
Yeah, this Olympics, she got the 8th. Like, she won 19 out of 20, got the 8th, and that bumped the other person down. So she
this
got
is
the
her
top 20
fourth
now.
Olympics.
Yeah.
It's not like she's a 22-year-old like half the other people. I mean, you know, she's not old, but that's wild. This is her fourth
Olympics, and she's still won four golds.
Yeah.
In that event. So it's not just like, that's a span of 16 years?
Yeah.
That's insane.
12 years.
Oh, I guess, yeah, boom.
Yeah, from the beginning.
12 years.
she has got to be the most dominant athlete in your specific event of all time. Like, no one else comes. I mean, I haven't done any research whatsoever.
No,
that claim up. But
I could say
just based off of the top, she has the top 20 fastest times in her, and she might even have more than that. I don't know. I just saw the statistic went to 20.
Have you guys seen how built she is whenever she's like swimming? Her shoulders, like her lats are massive, dude. It's so cool to see. Like she is the epitome of like athleticism.
She's built for
swimming. It's crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's like a sight to behold, honestly. And
it's going
to
be cool. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. I got something to say.
I have been awestruck by Kate since her first Olympics. I think I was in Denver whenever the first her first events, her first Olympics. Anyways, like she's not just like barely beating these people. She's almost lapping. Like there's points where it looks like the other swimmers are going the wrong direction because she's so far out ahead of everyone. And she just like lets her mind wander. She's like, I was thinking about my coach or something during her 1,500 meters, by the way. She's swimming for like 12 minutes straight. Fast. Like as fast as she can. That's wild.
Insane.
Greatest athlete of all time. I'll say it right now. Greatest fucking swimmer of all time.
Dustin
in that
is a
event.
Big
in event. Obviously there's something like that you can't say. Like the same boat. Usain Bolt is the best sprinter. He can't be qualified as the best runner because, you know, other people would blow him away in the mile or something, maybe. I don't know.
Have you guys,
speaking
of Michael Phelps, though, have you guys heard of this new French swimmer? He's 22 years old, Leon Marchand.
No.
He is, people are saying he's the next Michael Phelps. Close to it. Like, he's going to be the next big thing in swimming. This is his first Olympics, I believe, and he's already got 4 gold and 1 bronze.
Damn.
Wow. 22 years old. Swimming in his home. I think he's from Paris, so swimming in his home city, but at least his home country in front of his home fans. It's fairy book. I mean, this dude's also, like, built. He's just, like, but massive.
I think you meant fairy tale or storybook. You said fairy book.
That's
fairy
book.
Fairy book.
Oh, like there's something wrong about that. It took me a second to put it. Like, what was wrong with that?
Roll it back, chat. Get in the comments. Yeah. Let me know if that was wrong or right. Let me know.
Yeah.
What might be even more impressive than all these fucking records, though, is the current Super Mario 64 speedrun record. You guys want to know what that is?
Oh, yes, actually.
Yes.
Dude. Super Mario 64, you said?
Yes.
We were
the current record.
Yeah, I want to preface real quick. We weren't necessarily going to want to talk or didn't want to talk about the Olympics for that long, but it happened. So deal with it, whatever. But this episode, we went kind of deep dive into any sort of video game records, Twitch records, speed runs, anything like that. So
crazy gaming
just
records
wanted to preface.
Spoke out to us, not the most like crazy of all time. It's just the ones that spoke out to us and that we found
that we thought were really cool.
And specifically for me, the ones that spoke out the most were the top two articles when I Googled it.
Yeah. So that's what we meant by did some really, you know,
in-depth research
was like about three or four Google searches, grabbed some articles, and we're going to tell you about them.
The fastest Super Mario 64 speed run record is 1 hour, 36 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Did we ever finish that game?
Super Mario 64 speedrun? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Dang. So that's 120 star, like 100% the game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thing.
Yep.
When was the last time you guys played
that game? That's insane.
Last time I did what?
Played that game.
Oh.
I think it was
2005.
I want to say, probably 2006, 2007, because we had a babysitter that we would go to with another one of our friends, and she had an N64, and she had Super Mario 64, and we didn't for our N64 at our house, so any time that we wanted to go play...
Yeah, we did.
No, you had it at your mom's house.
Oh.
We never had it at our house. So we would always play it when we would go over there, and that was probably like 2006 was probably the last time.
Man, memories are crazy because I have vivid memories of us playing.
We never played. No.
Never played.
That's a wild brain.
This Super Mario 64 record just happened a month ago, July 5th, 2024.
Oh,
it was on the Japanese version of the N64. Wow. Or Nintendo, I believe. So
that's why my article isn't updated. When you said that, mine was like a minute slower than what you said for the speedrun. But I do have I think this is the zero star speedrun record.
Oh, that was the 120, yes. Yeah. So
that's the 120. I believe this is right.
I'm going to speedrun live.
Minutes and 20 seconds, dude. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to beat the game.
On what?
Have you seen some of these on Super Mario 64? For zero stars, have you seen these speedruns to just get through, like, how they know all these different glitches to get you through walls and two different parts of the different worlds and stuff?
That's like...
It's insane.
See, I have a, like, speedrunning Minecraft and shit like that, games like that, that I don't like that type of speedrun where you use glitches, where it's just the fact, because it takes away, that's not how the game was meant to be played. The speedruns that I like are, like, completing the 100% of the game in the fastest amount of time. Like, that's... I don't know. That's just me. And I'm an old cynical piece of shit, so...
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm gonna do some clerical work here. Woody, is your screen frozen? Dustin, is your screen frozen on his side?
It was for me, too.
I think it's frozen on my recording, too, so I may stop that and start it again, and we may need to stitch it together.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. That's for... our listeners to figure out for us.
Okay. give me 1 second.
All right.
Keep talking amongst yourselves.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I'd like to dispute his time that he said for Super Mario Zero Star. What I have happened 9 months ago, and I'm saying 6 minutes, 16 seconds, and 600 milliseconds.
What did he say?
6 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, what a... God, Andrew.
I know, dude. I'm
so tired of this shit. He's back, and he's moving.
He's back.
This happened
9 months ago on October 24th.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of variations for Minecraft speedrunning.
I'm back. Sorry. Okay. I looked
any percent.
Yeah, and I looked at the. I should have done better research.
And there's all achievements. All advancements.
Update.
I think the any percent glitchless is probably the. Most
July 26, 2020.
Standard.
True and standard one. Yeah. The most current one is the version
that's
1.16 plus.
Close.
They
bring
those all together. And the current world record for that is 7 minutes, 14 seconds, and 100 milliseconds. Is that crazy?
What?
7 minutes.
For standard? For,
yep.
Any percent glitchless?
Wow.
For 1.16 plus.
I like.
We have to get you to beat the game.
See, that's. So I was actually thinking about this whenever I was the last couple weeks. Sorry, it's been like 3 weeks since we were doing every other week. I was supposed to do
GG
plays. I have the videos. I have not started the. I have uploaded. Useless. I have dragged both of your guys' videos into DaVinci.
Dude, I see these times and I get so mad.
Well, no,
because I still haven't even beaten the game. And it's not because I couldn't. I just don't get around
Nicholas
to
was saying
actually
you have TV show anxiety, like finishing a TV show anxiety.
Oh yeah,
I have that with video game watching. I have that with video games. Like I want to, I will dismiss the main quest. I will get to like certain points and then do every single side quest and keep because I don't want to finish the game.
Yeah. And like every cooking mission, every fishing
mission. That's progress.
Like on Skyrim,
you started that. Yeah.
I've never finished Skyrim because I'm doing.
Oh, bro.
I was doing every fucking side quest that I found.
Man.
Yeah. And that's how I am. Like, and same thing with Fallout. And then I'll play it. I'll do that and then get burnt out on the game and not play it for months and months or something. Mm. And.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yes, let's do it. Well, now that I'm playing...
We are going to do a GBG playthrough where all three of us will together beat the Ender Dragon. We could even try to go for the Wither, which is very scary to me.
Yes.
I can cheese
we
the Ender
talked
Dragon
about
like, with nobody's
deactivating
business, but
the realm.
The Wither scares me.
Where we build
and if we do hardcore, that's going to be crazy.
Japanese house. And we basically can go fight the.
The only time I've ever.
But me and Tyler have been talking about it reactivating.
Well,
the
like with
so
someone
hop on
those
access
is whenever.
And we should do a GBG playthrough.
Your badass setup. And then the Wither came and blew up everything.
Oh! Is that the one that is that the world that I joined you guys and then I tried to join one other time and they were like, oh yeah, sorry, we tried to fight the Wither without you and it destroyed the world, so we can't play that one anymore.
Yeah. We're not doing.
I didn't even get closure on that world, bro.
That was such a cool setup you guys had too, little village.
Man,
yeah.
The windmill was cool.
Who built that?
Yeah. Tyler built that.
Oh.
Me and Andrew
we
built.
We thought it was.
Remember, we built a smokehouse with a cool chimney for the storage.
Yes.
And
the
then
mine.
we were in the process of building our actual like big castle house that all three of us were going to.
We did have a.
And then the Wither fucked it up.
No, you didn't. Sorry. It was such a cool. We had an awesome house, and our friend built this dope windmill. Like. Realistic looking windmill and like, you know, cobblestone paths, Tyler.
Yeah. You have to do obsidian blocks around it, like outfit cave or like line cave with obsidian blocks.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, we were. And then me and our other friend Tyler.
Oh man,
it was a great idea.
If crazy,
we could contain the Wither down
like
below in a cave, then we could kill it. What we didn't realize is the Wither blows up literally everything, and we were
dude.
Yeah.
which we did
that
not.
Was
so
years
and
ago
we
you guys
were really
were
smart
college,
and
right?
We summoned
that's
him
all you
directly
did.
Below. School.
Mm-hmm. You worked your part-time jobs.
So when he was blowing shit up, it was just going
hours.
And then
this reminds me. Hours. This reminds me of another famous world that died. Do you guys know?
I was honest. I was devastated for a solid week because you just see all that time.
Phil apparently has the most famous hardcore world that he was playing for. I think like 5 years straight in real life years. I don't know if he played every day, but he had a world that was going on for 5 years, and he like. What he's a good Minecraft player. Like he does a lot of shit in the game.
Yeah.
He went into a cave one day, and there's a famous video where it's just everything went wrong, and a baby zombie came and killed him and ended his 5 year run in his world.
Wow, baby zombies. Honestly,
I think there was a spider, and then there's like fire because he had fire aspect on. So whenever it hits
my
you, like
God,
it. You know, gives you fire damage, and then a baby zombie came, and yeah, just like that, it was over.
How did he react?
Yeah, I found some other Minecraft hardcore world records. I say records, but they're like the coolest ones to me that I follow because I really like doing Minecraft hardcore stuff. There's this other Twitch streamer named Linksy that I've actually watched a lot. He has, since four months ago, I believe, he has survived 35,000.
That's like one of the worst
crafts
because baby zombies are so annoying.
Damn. How many?
35,000.
IRL game. Or how many IRL hours or days?
A Minecraft day lasts 10 minutes. So.
Oh, okay. I'll do that math real quick. What you said?
Go ahead and do that math. 000? I believe a full day, or maybe that's like that's like during the day, and then you can sleep at nighttime, and then the day cycle is 10 minutes.
How long was it? How many?
35,000 days, like in Minecraft days.
Oh, well, that's 3,500 minutes. Or no, God, I'm an idiot. Divided by 10. Oh, times. I'm at fucking dude. It's been so. It's
now. Now he had
I,
to have done
a full day.
Can we cut that out? Can you get the editor to cut
that? No, it's staying in. He had to have done some stuff at nighttime because there's some advancements and achievements you have to do at night. But most of that's been during the day, obviously. Then there's this other guy that me and Andrew have both watched. His name is John Bams.
Yeah.
You remember, John Bams, Andrew?
No.
He has this world called
350
Big Dumb Bills because
it's
10 where
times
he does. 10. Not only has it done all the
350
achievements, but he has tried to make the biggest, dumbest farms of like everything that you can possibly farm.
That's staying, man.
Skeletons, zombies, all that kind of stuff. Oh, me too, dude.
Oh, I remember that. I saw,
it's crazy.
Yep. And like crashes as fuck.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. There is, so he started this third, so this is his third hardcore world.
I watched him
streaming the other two. Lasted like a couple months.
And I remember him making,
this one started
farm
that was
so big that it could barely render on the normal distance that you have.
And
he harvested in like 40
episodes. And he just recently, over the, within the last year or so,
it just lagged for like 10 it's real life minutes
every day, including holidays, for 2 years straight. Over 2 years,
243 days straight. That's for the hardcore.
Yeah, playing in a hardcore.
If you,
And it's like four or 5 hours.
Yeah, I was gonna say the 243 days for the longest Minecraft.
I watched him so much, dude. And sometimes they'll still pull him up whenever.
But
I see
John,
it's crazy.
Back to the John Bams thing too. that his streams are not like he just hops on for like 30
the longest
an hour. Like he usually
gameplay,
gets on
basically.
At like in the morning or
so this guy
sometime in the morning he's from New York East Coast
yeah
so good. Like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Kaya, I don't at least know right in 2012.
So it's
okay.
It's 4 to 5 hours at least every day
for 5 straight days, 135 hours straight playing COD live stream.
Yeah.
Then
imagine the stink, dude.
Dude, that was broken. Okay, by this dude Corey Breeden. I don't know. Don't care. On Twitch for 145 hours and 29 minutes, almost 6 full straight days.
That can't be healthy.
No, dude.
That can't be healthy.
No, I don't know. So I don't know anything else about this. I don't know how long. Because you have to sleep. You can't stay awake for almost six straight. I mean, I guess you could.
Dude.
But how?
Not recommended, by the way. That's very dangerous.
No, I think after like 2 or 3 days, you start to like hallucinate, I think.
Mm-hmm. On COD.
So I would love to, like I said, I didn't do any research. I just read that article. I would love, oh, dude, can you imagine playing COD? You're just like, your teammates are like, what the fuck are you shooting at, dude?
It was nothing.
Shooting up in the air.
Yeah. But,
man,
we've talked about whenever me and Woody used to stream.
Yeah,
we talked about doing like 24-hour streams or long streams, just to try to
imagine the
hallucinations, some following. That was like I was thinking about that. I'm like, that's a long fucking time to one sitting in this chair, perfect, staring at a screen.
He whips around. I thought he was behind me. Yeah.
I do. I really love it.
Could have swore he was behind me.
24 straight hours, let alone 145 fucking hours straight. That's insane.
Man.
It's like kind of like Ludwig when he did his... Yeah, bring it up.
Bring it up, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Ah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That actually is... I was just about to bring that up. I got three things which it goes perfectly with what Dustin just said. Three Twitch records that are updated as of today at 6:30 in the morning. You mentioned Luck continue to stream.
Time gets added
the most
for you,
subs
you're on
stream
link
ever.
Yeah, every
at one time.
Crazy.
At 283,066 subscribers during his subathon. He did a 30-day-long subathon, and for people that don't know Twitch and don't know subathons, basically, you can have people sub to you, and it increases a timer that you have to stream for that
so
much.
So let's assume...
Like,
okay, I'm doing the math right now.
For that much longer.
Let's assume all those are just the $5 subs, okay? That is 1.5 million dollars.
The record now.
That's...
Nice and that.
Assuming that he gets half
another
that, because that's how it works. As an affiliate, at least.
Well,
I don't
currently
know what the payout is.
No, sorry.
But as an affiliate, you get half of the subscriber amount. Unless it's an Amazon
subscriber.
Or a Prime sub, then you get the full amount.
Mm.
So let's just assume that they're all half. That's what? $766,552.50 every month at those, as long as they're active subs, obviously.
But it would be wrong to assume that they're all the minimum, because there's a lot of people.
No,
and I know his stream for sure has a lot of people that would do tier 2 and tier 3 subs.
Yeah. That's wow.
I think so. Or like $30 or something like that. Yeah.
Prime sub.
That's,
woo. He's got the money.
Seven. Yep. want to pull her up?
On Twitch.
Which is like, what, $10 and $25 or something? Is that the... Yeah, for each sub, which is insane.
Damn.
So, then...
1,001.
That was a 30-day subathon. So then it goes into, well, what's the longest subathon on Twitch? And there's one current
Marbles on something.
And it is Marbles on... Oh, I haven't done any research on what she's...
That's what it says.
Like, streams. But apparently... Oh, current record.
She is really
long. Watching an ad right is now. By her, 1,001 days of straight streaming. That is two years, and it's coming up in 2 days. 2 years and 9 months of straight streaming.
Man, her subathon timer right now. It's ticking down, but it's at 300.
So that's like
4 hours, 3 minutes, and 53 seconds.
Join and take 51.
This girl's never going to do anything else. She's going to be on her first till
the
time.
The top, the other two.
That's insane.
The Black Sabbath t-shirt on.
It's 1,001. And then it's 587 and 490. And both of those are ongoing too, right now, which is crazy.
Right.
Oh my god. Yeah. That is uninterrupted. She just
The name sounds familiar.
It goes down even further. Instead of the subathon, because the subathon is like, okay, yeah, your chat or your followers, subscribers are basically dictating or helping you stream for longer. So then this one is crazy. The longest stream on Twitch, no subathon. It was originally set by Los Pollos. You remember that guy? He used to like rage.
So I have a question, because I don't really watch a lot of people.
Ooh.
So do they
he set it back
with
during
stream going or something?
I'm assuming April 2020 with a 161 hours.
Some can.
Because you can't shut this. But you can't stop the stream.
That has been
stopped. Subathon, right?
Yeah. And Call Me Cypher set a new record shortly after, streaming for 200 hours straight before it was ended due to technical difficulties.
Yeah. Okay.
Some do that. I've seen. It won't count. Right. So I did see one. I just came across it because I was browsing Twitch, and
was that the one
in the description?
Whenever
I think they changed it to where, like,
when I was on Discord and I was
sleeping, I was like. What?
We got on
so
like
I
a
went
bagel
into
lunch.
It and the chat's active. It's just
because I got on
Twitch
and
what they were.
I was gonna
ask, and they have someone
like
sitting
some
in
small,
there answering
small
questions.
There is
then come
like
through chat
people in the chat,
basically saying like, "Where's the streamer?" And they're like, "Oh, the streamer is
like
currently
some dude that was
right
in
now.
On
they'll
this.
Be back in blah blah blah. They'll be back shortly."
So
like, what a crazy concept
from Metacritic. I remember seeing a
and
a Cypher PK for. Like
maybe
long ass stream that was going on. I don't remember when he did it or why he was doing it, but I believe.
Oh no! I wasn't
went
there for
to
that
sleep.
One.
But his brother or someone that he knows got on and was playing, you know, on their account, Fortnite or something, continuing the streams. So like he,
dude, this one had like
I think he was still in the room. So like he was sleeping in the like
can't
red
wait
background
for the streamer to get back.
on a cot while the his brother was like playing or something.
No way could I do that. I could not have one of you guys be sleeping in the background while someone else is in the room awake playing a game for like a full night.
The other one. I could sleep while you were playing and like. I might be woken up a little bit while you're screaming, but I could do that. I just don't know.
No, I'm saying like I couldn't do that. I could play while someone's streaming or sleeping.
Oh, well, then I'll do the other way. I can. I'll sleep while you stream.
You'll sleep,
you stream.
I'll play.
While I sleep.
Yeah.
Boom. GVG.
Yeah.
GVG. Man.
Oh, yeah, I do have another one that I wanted to bring up because I think it's fun because we were Xbox boys. The person with the highest gamer Xbox gamer score, yeah. Xbox Live gamer score. Did you guys ever care about, like, try to get those achievements or whatever to get your gamer scores up?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Did you?
GBG stream, baby. Let's go. Let's get it popping.
Do you know what your scores were? This guy
on my old account now.
This guy's as of this is old, but this is in Guinness. This is from
Guinness. I was gonna say I did sometimes as
of 26th of February.
Tell you your weekly ranking compared to your other friends.
Oh,
it would
so
say like
okay.
So and so is
retained that for
ahead of
more than a year. So it's
like
still
go through my achievements active, to maybe? Find one that would give me enough.
No, that's not right. Because 2026. I don't know. I don't give a shit.
Not a whole lot.
But his gamer score is 1,746,820.
Like
Damn. So this, by the way, this guy's Stallion83 is what his gamer tag is. But his highest single game achievements are, is only 3,300 from Halo. The Master Chief Collection, like 3,300.
So
that's his highest total from one game is 3,300, and he has a almost 1.8
million. I was gonna say, I think the last time I remember seeing a score, it was in like.
So I'm looking at my. I'm looking at my.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my online profile right now. I currently this is my new profile. Ice Machine 1214 on Xbox. I have 18,000.
That's what I was going to ask. How many games do you have to play to get
the top game that I've seen with the most available points is Halo the Master Chief Collection, which is like three games in one, 7,000 points. That's it for three
how
games.
How much?
Brothers played 7, every 000. Game in existence oh. right now.
Well, this says his highest haul. Well, I guess that doesn't mean.
That's three games that's, in the one.
Right,
yeah.
And his could have been, because this was the Master Chief Collection.
Mm.
So you have more than that. Congratulations.
No. I don't have that much. That's the total that you can have in that game.
Oh, I thought you meant that's what your total was in that game.
No, I have 310 in that game. I do see that Minecraft has a total available total of like 2,900, so just under 3,000.
Yeah.
That's how long do you have to play all those games? Like, I wonder how long he's been doing that.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say. I mean, it's just
he didn't get that. You think that he got them?
No way in hell he got all those. Is that the one?
Get on it.
That is the three player game that you like banish. What's that one? Hunt Showdown.
Yeah, this is the Hunt Showdown, yeah.
Damn, that was fun. I remember when we first played that, I was so scared. I had all the lights off. I'm pretty sure I took an edible.
You did. Yeah, you were zonked.
That's crazy.
Before we end up, I have one more that I think
I found a game that has more than him, than the 3,300.
Like gaming record stat that I personally think this is the craziest. All right. It's called The God Run. For the Souls-like, Souls-born games.
That's Hunt
right,
Showdown.
So for those who don't know, Souls-like games, Souls-born games, Demon Souls, Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3, Bloodborne, Elden Ring, and Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. So those are seven games that
are they all
made.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the ones that has company has made from Soft. And these games are notoriously hard to beat. You die a lot in them. You're supposed to die a lot in them. There's this guy, his full name is Dino Sign Digil, but he goes by Dino on Twitch. He has finished the God Run, the third iteration of the God Run, which is going through all seven games, not dying, not getting hit.
Wow.
In all seven games.
Has anyone else done that?
That I will get to that. Yes.
Okay. How many times has been one of the three times you said?
That well, there's three iterations because they keep bringing up more games and everything. But the latest iteration is like the third version with Elden Ring included. So not only does he not get hit in them, but if you get hit, you have to restart all seven games.
Right.
You have to go back to game one. Yeah. So you can be at game seven, last one, and you have to restart over because you get hit once.
Dude, how do you have time? I mean, I know these are professional. This is all they do. It's not like they have 9-to-5 jobs. I get that. But still, the time you have to commit to this.
He did this one after Elden Ring came out. So that's a couple years ago at least that Elden Ring came out. As of right now, I don't know if he's done the DLC with it yet, but, you know, because he did it before the DLC came out. It took him 120 days from when he started the challenge to when he ended it. He said he probably restarted the God run about 300 to 400 times, anywhere in between 300 to 400 times had to restart. Now, a couple caveats to this.
I already got pissed off and done with that 15. I'm like, right. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. You don't have to 100 complete the game, like 100% the game. You just have to do the bosses that allow you to get to the credits. So not every boss that you have to fight, but still not getting hit.
I mean, these are the games that people die all the fucking time.
Hundreds plus times. Yeah. So he said that the...
Oh.
Well,
Yeah. So this guy started with Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which is an amazing game, by the way. He said that Sekiro and Elden Ring were the worst ones to finish because they're like... Yeah. One's a little bit challenging, and then Sekiro.
My entire
but he also shouted out Dark Souls 3, just Soul of Zender, and Elden Ring's Paragon of the Golden Order is some of the hardest bosses.
And they have that the gave him death challenge. Counter.
He would do this for about 5 to 6 hours a day over those 120 days. So, like on one day of the stream, he would like you know say he finishes one game. That's one game checked off, and the next day he would start with the next game and so on and so forth. But he said, I think this is a quote, I think he said one attempt for the entire run would be about 15 to 17 hours long if you try to do it all in one thing. And he said that would just be horrible to try to do. So
Agum, son.
He was not the first one to finish this God run, but since he's in English and most people probably watch English channels for this type of run, he's got the most broadcast of it. But there's a Spanish streamer, Bushido Yu, who did it a couple weeks before him. So he shouted him out in this article as well. But I just think that's insane. These games are designed to make you die and make you keep dying until you figure out the patterns and what makes the best way to finish the boss. And this dude not only does it without dying, but without getting hit once.
That's insane. Throughout the whole thing. The most incredible... I think the stat is that you can't get hit.
Yeah, that's why I think that's the craziest one I've heard today. And whenever I was doing the research, was that's the God run.
Wow.
Well, God.
Yeah.
Got to start it over.
Just like popped up out of like his attention wavered for a second or something, and then he got hit out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, boys, I don't know how much longer else you have.
That was it. That was the last
okay,
one.
Okay, good, because my belly is a bubbling.
I wonder how many times he was doing the God run got hit by something.
Yeah, true. Go speed through the entire toilet.
And he was like,
chat, I want to see you speed run getting in the comments and liking our videos and joining the Discord.
Yeah, you're like,
someone speed run the Discord.
Five games
and
through.
Subscribe, speed run, see how fast you can.
Yeah, it's just like a stray archer, like comment, arrow comes and hits you. You're like, what the fuck? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we got a lot of channels in there now, and we're going to have more. Get in, get suggestions.
More stuff to do.
Yeah. Go speed run that toilet visit, dude.
Cool. Well, Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week or next 2 weeks or whatever, whenever we can, for another GBG Plays. So be looking out for that one as well as the first one. Whenever
come join the Discord.
We're gonna have a lot of stuff coming out. So
I'm trying, guys. Work.
Let's go. You would
Discord is filling up.
Bye.
Come hang.
Like that. Okay.
Yep. Sweet. All right. Yeah.